We're really glad you could join us. A little bit of background about this conference. It's a series that's supported through the Texas Living Waters Project, which is a collaborative effort of Environmental Defense, National Wildlife, and Lone Star Chapter of the Sierra Club. This is actually the seventh in a series of conferences we've hosted out here at the Wildflower Center. And none of this would be possible without the generous support of our funders, which include the Houston Endowment, the Meadows Foundation, the Brown Foundation, the Jacob and Therese Hershey Foundation, and the Magnolia Charitable Trust. We'd also this year like to thank the Texas Wildlife Association, who is our official co-sponsor. They've done a great job at helping us get the word out about the conference, and they've also done a great job about just getting the word out about the importance of land stewardship and the role it plays with our water resources. When we first conceived this conference, we're envisioning the audience on Texas Springs. We're envisioning the audience to be, you know, a handful of landowners, some local authorities, a few concerned citizens, and nonprofits. But in the end, I believe this is actually the most diverse crowd that we've had at any of these conferences. We're fortunate to have a good number of landowners with us, but we also have quite a few members of groundwater conservation districts, river authorities, state and federal agencies, regional and state water planners. The list ranges from people interested in restoring and protecting their individual spring to folks that work on water quality issues with groundwater to all the way up to the state level of folks working on water policy decisions. We hope that everybody finds something useful to them today. I'm excited of this because it's a great, perfect testament on how important and pertinent the issue in a discussion of Texas Springs is right now. It's important because springs are our water supply, directly a supply for landowners, for the animals and wildlife that depend on them, and in some cases, whole towns that are dependent on their flows. They also provide base flows to a large number of our rivers and streams out there, and in many instances, they not only increase the volume of the stream flow, they increase the quality of it, too, as they join the waters. Also important because Texas, because springs are, they're our heritage and our legacy. There's a guttural emotional feeling that comes to me when I think about Texas Springs. I know a lot of people share that feeling. I grew up in Central Texas and spent a lot of time out in Kerrville and Hunt swimming at the low water crossings. To me, that's Texas. And that's not possible without springs and spring flow protection. And healthy spring systems. So today, the discussions we're going to hear about are extremely important right now. We're going to hear an overview of what's happening with groundwater policy and the realm of groundwater management and planning, both at the local and state levels. Our population is growing, and with that comes an ever-increasing and a demand on our groundwater resources. Right now, groundwater meets approximately 60% of the water needs of our state. Interesting enough, that percentage is actually going to decline as we move forward, but only because there's not as much groundwater that's going to be available, not because we're going to be cutting back on our usage. We're also seeing a greater interest in of moving groundwater resources from the rural areas to feed or to supply the larger municipalities with their water supplies. So right now is a really important time for springs, and it's really important that they are factored into the equation as people make these groundwater management decisions, because if we don't factor them in now, they might be lost. Another big component with springs are private landowners. In Texas, many of you are all aware, it's a private land state. 95% of the land in Texas is privately owned. In the afternoon, we're going to hear discussions from landowners that have done some restoration efforts. They've done some protection efforts, are really good stewards of their land. We could have full conferences on both of those topics. You just need to take what you can from these presentations, and I encourage you to ask questions and use the tools that they give you or tell you about. We're going to try to keep to the schedule. We factored in lots of times for question answering, so I really encourage people to be a part of the discussions. I'm not going to take you through the packets, but know that in there, there's a lot of resources that might be useful to you. We also have the speakers' bios are included in the packets, and along with that is their contact information. So if you can't grab them at a break or don't have the opportunity to ask a question, feel free to contact them.